The man who will be responsible for setting up Oak Hill is the Chief Championship Officer for the PGA of America. He is Kerry Haig, joining me right now to talk about a new initiative that the PGA has unveiled for us all to enjoy. Kerry, how are you, sir?
John, good evening. Very well, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I was kind of surprised when I heard about this new initiative, the Pick the Hole Location Challenge. I think it's really going to get a lot of interest, though. Explain to people what we're talking about.
Yeah, certainly. As you say, it's called Pick the Hole Location Challenge, and it's actually hosted by Jack Nicklaus, obviously a five-time PGA champion and winner of more major championships than any other golfer. And the concept is that golf fans worldwide will be able to select the hole location for the 15th hole, a par 3 hole, and the final round of the PGA Championship at Oak Hill in 3 weeks' time. And with Jack's help, I identified, talk about the green, I guess, it's a par 3, 180 yards long, and it's a very interesting and challenging hole. There's a lake immediately to the right of the green, the full length of the green, and there are three bunkers to the left side of the green with a drop-off at the rear and a slope to the left side of the green. The good news from my standpoint in setting up the golf course is there's probably 8 or 9 different areas for good, challenging, and interesting hole locations on the green. So it's not too severe of a green to select hole locations from. So in that regard, I've already selected the hole locations for the first, second, and third rounds, Thursday through Saturday, and then have 4 very good, very interesting, but different hole locations for Sunday. And we're allowing golf spectators, golf fans who are interested, and even non-golf fans to take a look at the options, and they can vote on PGA.com, make their selection of which hole location they'd like to see on the 69th hole of the PGA Championship. So it's a great way that we feel for golf spectators and golf fans to learn a little more about some of the strategy that goes into A, selecting hole locations, and B, more importantly, and to my mind more interestingly, is what Jack Nicklaus says about each of the 4 hole locations. And if you go to PGA.com, Jack kind of goes through each of the locations and describes where he would play to each hole location and where to avoid and how best to play the hole. And as long as I've done this, I found it fascinating and so interesting to hear how Jack Nicklaus would choose to play those holes.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think that we've missed a great opportunity with him. Wouldn't you love to have Mr. Nicklaus be an analyst at least a few times a year so that we could have that knowledge at our fingertips? And you get it more than most, but there's a depth of knowledge there that's deeper than anyone else's in the game.
Indeed. Yeah, indeed. And I was just honored to although some of the the good thing is if people go on to PGA.com and select, pick the hole location challenge, on there are snippets from Jack of his strategy of how he would play the hole. And although it captures some of it, he actually went into a little more detail, not enough probably for the fan to listen to it all, but it was fascinating, really was.
Is this something that you see? I believe that this will be copied, incidentally. I love the fact that you guys are doing it this year. I think this is something that that others are going to take from this and say, oh, we should be doing this too, whether it's a PGA Tour event or an LPGA Tour event. I think that it's a really unique way to generate interest a month out.
Well, right, and we do too, John. We think part of our mission is to help grow the game, and we think this is an opportunity and a way for us to primarily educate people on, what players are doing when they stand on the tee looking at their yardage book and looking at the whole location and kind of educate what the player is thinking about. But more importantly, I think to get people involved in learning more about the game and wanting to play the game, and as our mission says, to help grow the game.
We're talking to Kerry Hague. He's the Chief Championship Officer for the PGA of America. He will be responsible for setting up exactly 71 of the holes at the PGA Championship this year, as we have just learned. For the listeners who may not have a vivid memory of 2003 and Sean McKeel's brilliant shot and victory there, talk about Oak Hill itself and how the rest of the golf course is going to play.
Sure. Oak Hill is a great old golf course. Donald Ross designed originally, although it's had a couple of modifications since it was originally built. Yardage-wise, it's only 7,163 yards from the back, but it is a par 70. So length, by today's standards, it's certainly not a long course, and there'll be many holes where the players will choose or will not need to hit a driver off the tee. Certainly, there are a lot of holes where players can hit driver, but they may choose not to. And a little bit similar to other shorter courses, you have to position your tee shot not only on the fairway, which is very important, but on the right side of the fairway. There are a number of fairways where Oak Hill, as the name implies, it has an awful lot of trees, oak trees primarily, on and around it, thousands of them, in fact. And a lot of those trees do affect the playing of the shots into the green, even from the fairway. So positioning from the fairway, off the tee into the fairway, is certainly a primary concern. But it is a rolling parkland course. Greens are generally, reasonably small, as you find on the more traditional courses, but they have a lot of slope on some greens, not so much slope on others, and it is a great mix of holes, dog legs both left and right, and some, a long par 3, 230 yards, and certainly the 15th hole is 180 yards. I'll pick the hole location challenge hole. But, it has a very, the sixth hole, the par 3, was where in the U.S. Open there were four hole-in-ones within an hour on the second round of the U.S. Open. So a lot of history, a lot of tradition, but a fun and exciting and a challenging golf course.
Yeah, that was back in 1989, and my next question was going to be, are you going to put that same hole location there at the sixth hole right down in front where the ball seemed to funnel in at least for an hour one day back in June of 1989?
Well, interestingly enough, John, since 2003, that is one of three greens that were kind of brought back or modified back to closer to the original design. So that green has been altered a little since those hole-in-ones took place. So there isn't quite that same appealing slope to the bottom of the valley that they had there. But with that said, there's a creek is around that green, and we've kind of mown down the grass a little bit on that bank. So the creek will be more into play, and it's certainly a wonderful short par 3.
I want to ask you a question that I've been meaning to ask you for a long time, and that is, it seems like the USGA in particular is terrified that somebody's going to shoot too far under par. It seems like your setups, Kerry, are set up to challenge the best players in the world, but not necessarily to torture them. The best player is going to win at Oak Hill. We feel certain of that. But do you think about par at all in your setup, or do you think about the playability of each hole, or is it all a combination?
Yeah, I think you're right, John. The score, the winning score, is not of a concern to us when we try and set up the course for a PGA Championship. But our aim, I think, as you kind of said, is to try and challenge the golfer, make the golfer think, but certainly we don't mind, and we certainly like if players are able to think their way and around and make birdies or eagles, and have excitement and show their skills on great golf courses. So to that extent, the winning score, as I say, is not really of a concern. We hope to present the golf course in its best manner, certainly challenge the players, hopefully try and make them think and for every shot, as I think a great golf courses do, on every stroke, every shot, the player has to think his way around. So that's our aim, and you know, if it's two over par, that's okay. If it's, you know, 12 under par, that's okay. And if it's 18 or 20 under par, that's okay. If the players are given the challenge, a fair challenge, an honest challenge, and have the, you know, we challenge them to think and play the golf course, and you know, good luck to the best players.
Yeah, if history tells us one thing about Oak Hill, it's that if you're in red figures, you've got a chance to win the golf tournament. I think only 10 players in all the championships that they've had there, only 10 players have returned to score under par over time, over 72 holes, which is
pretty astounding. Yeah, I think you're right. It has in the past been a challenging and a tough course, but it's going to be interesting. It's 10 years since you know, the best players in the world, which the PGA Championship field is. You know, last year we had 98 of the top 100 players in the world golf rankings, which is the strongest field of any tournament in golf every year. So we're certainly proud of having that strongest field and seeing how they play on Oak Hill 10 years later, with 10 years more improved fitness, improved technology, and improved skills. It will be interesting to see how they do.
Finally, and I know how busy you are, Kerry. How have the folks in Rochester been to work with?
Rochester and Oak Hill are just amazing. It's the community, you know, it's a relatively small city, but they really get behind sporting events, particularly golf and major championship golf. So Oak Hill, the membership there have been outstanding, and the superintendent, Jeff Corker, and his crew are as good as anywhere in the country that I have dealt with. They've had a challenging spring. They had an awful lot of rain in the spring, and then obviously last week in the Northeast, everyone had 90, high 90s, 100-degree temperatures. So Jeff's certainly been challenged to the utmost to keep grass alive the last couple of weeks, but he's doing a great job and great community, and we can't wait for the championship to start.
Well, me either. I'm glad that I got to talk to you now, because I know how busy you are that week. Three walkie-talkies and two cell phones going at all time. Kerry, if you get to breathe a little bit now, enjoy that, and I look forward to seeing you in a few weeks.
Well, John, thanks so much. Thanks for having me on, and we're looking forward to a great PGA Championship.
Absolutely. That's Kerry Haig.